Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fence.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not.
Wait.
That's true, you do got me. Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want it!
Tobin and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit her with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy. Okay, Leroy and Tobin, host of the show, man. Stairs on the songs with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a liar, better mold in. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, independent, I never ever traded him. You know what is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side fly. Go take a large, so many more. 10 in the mar, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the mar, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cute as can be, you can watch this on YouTube review for free. This one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line, whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Morning, everybody!
Breakfast time!
Oh, wow. You're ready to roll.
Dude, that traffic. I left my house, so.
You made it, though.
I left my, well, I always.
When you called me, I was like, oh, like, he's not going to make it, because, like, you don't call unless you're not going to make it.
But I always call when it's close. Like, I've always called when it's close. I just don't.
Your rule is don't call me unless I call you, because I'm going to make
it. Right. So that's why I call. And let you know, hey, don't worry. Yeah, listen. Don't.
Not as dicey as Frog Boy was.
Like, we got to call you and Vlad.
No, we gotta call you and Vlad.
Where you at?
What are we?
He ain't never gotta call me. I said you ain't gotta worry about. I'll call you if I'm running late, but you ain't gotta call me. Ask me where I am, because if I don't call, it's an emergency.
Well, we got Berterer. She's not backstage, which I imagine means she's on her way in. So 10:04 already. We got a late start to the show. We thinking are we gonna hit the twos today? We're gonna hit the 10:20, or you think she makes it in beforehand?
So let me tell you, if she comes from the back there, there's some traffic in the back there, which could lead to a 20.
Plus, you know, J-Fig, she could very easily just get caught up downstairs and go, ooh.
Yeah, maybe.
Right? She come up with coffee.
I think I'm
going to
go 17 today.
17.
I'm going 17.
That's good. That's
what do you got for fig time?
It's already, you know what, I'm going to say 10 to 15.
10-15?
She's consistent.
You're going 10-15?
10-15.
Frog Boy, what do you got?
I'm going to price this right to you. I'm going 16.
Wow.
16 right now.
Okay.
You know, yesterday I was in the elevator, and I believe it was Tamara saw me, and she's like, oh, hey, are you filling in for J-Fig today? And I was like, yep.
Let's get to.
I thought the Eagles won.
What? Whoa. Oh, are you serious? You don't know what happened last night?
I fell asleep.
Whoa. Oh, dude, let's get to it. Wow, she made it before.
You know
why
I should have changed? Because the fact that she didn't text us when we were talking about
it. Yeah, we should have known she was in the building already.
She was already here.
Still late, though. Still late.
Really? Come on, you know we had to put our wager.
We got to put our action in there. Headlines are brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, the Taos, and the Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. I always love when you go to bed. You don't know a result. Like, so you went, look at this right.
I fell asleep.
You haven't heard radio that didn't even peruse on your phone. You didn't find out that the Eagles blew it last night?
I thought they won.
Oh, dude. That was epic.
So can I ask this question?
Yeah.
Because this is the question that's going to be asked, and I just saw a thing that said, did the Falcons win or did the Eagles lose it? Let me say that.
Oh, I can answer that question.
Does that mean that Kirk Cousins got over the hump?
Oh, he did.
Okay.
But he did it incredibly.
But you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, because the only reason,
if the Eagles blew it.
Yeah, but the only reason he got over the hump is because the Eagles blew it.
But it did.
They blew it.
It still counts. Does it count?
Yeah, it counts.
Okay, but, okay. So he won a primetime game at night, Monday Night Football. Yep. Kirk Cousins, uh-oh.
Yeah.
Okay, that's all. Because, like, we got to make up our mind how we go about this.
Yeah, the Eagles blew it, though.
Okay, so what happened?
So it was third down. They just see, what was it? It was a third and one, Marcos? That they
it was third and two or something like that.
Yeah.
And they tried trickeration.
No. Everybody would have thought in that situation, hey, run the ball.
Yeah.
Maybe go tush push. Saquon Barkley.
You got two stabs at it. Do the tush push with Jalen Hurts.
Just end that puppy. You're up three. No bigs. Let's kill this clock. You know?
They were up three. So how?
So
okay, that's
they,
what I saw.
So they throw it out to Saquon Barkley in the flat, wide open, right in his hands. Bump! Drops the easiest pass you've ever seen in your life. Fourth down. Clock
they
stops.
They go for it.
No. They kick the field goal. Clock stops though.
So now
and the
up
Falcons
by six.
And the Falcons were out of timeouts.
They're up by six.
They're up by six now.
Oh, so okay.
So the Falcons, minute left, they got to go the distance of the field.
Right.
But, yeah, Saquon Barkley, if he would have caught it, it would have been over. Oh, I'm sure it's going to, this is the Kirk Cousins, but you'll see. He gets.
Christmas.
Yep.
Why are they so wide open?
Because Fangs. Fangs.
The prevent defense.
A classic Fangs prevent defense. And Kirk Cousins just starts zinging BBs. They get out of bounds, and he'll find Drake London right here in the corner for the touchdown, for the win. And then that wasn't even
Look how wide open he is!
Oh, I know. He killed it. It wasn't even close. And then Drake London, this was the best part. They don't even show this. Drake London then goes gun celebration in the air. Bang, 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 bang!
Flag.
They throw the flag on him.
And now he's got a 50-yard extra point.
50-yard extra point for the win! He nailed it. Youngway Koo killed it, though.
So wait. It almost was an Atlanta.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
They almost Atlanta'd it.
That had to happen right before I went to sleep. Right after I went to sleep.
Dude, it was crazy. Yeah, the game was, like, it really, once the fourth quarter hit, business picked up.
Okay, because
It was not a good game.
Right.
And I just had.
Well, you know what? And I'm going to say this again. What did I tell you yesterday about teams that run the football? It's amazing how we're going back to this. It really is. That quarterbacks throw, how many yards did the quarterbacks throw for? Because it looked like they had some, they were gashing them. Oh, this right here? Oh!
Yeah.
On a 10.
Yeah. It was third and three.
Oh. Ah!
Yeah, it's killing you.
Oh.
Oof, right in his hands.
Oh.
Right in the old
now you
mitts.
Clap your hands?
Yep.
Because look, they're already saying run the ball. Here's the problem. Let me just play devil's advocate here. We're not having this conversation if he does something he's done 1,000 times.
Yeah.
So I'm a big fan of, not throwing the ball in that situation. But
it was right in his hand.
If you have the perfect play, kudos to the coaching staff for coming up with the play.
Mm-hmm.
If you have the perfect play, then
I got to go more on Saquon Barkley.
Exactly.
I don't know what to tell you. Like, I know people hate Sirianni's guts, so he's not going to – he's getting – because, I did a little grief listening. I listened to Philadelphia Sports Radio on the way in today on the Odyssey app.
Oh, my goodness.
And, because they're maniacs. And really, I just wanted to say, let's get Saquon Barkley's official welcome to Philadelphia, because he was one play away from being one – yet again, another great game, 100-plus yards – doing his Saquon thing. Let's laugh at the Giants. And now, welcome to Philadelphia. It was good.
Yeah.
It was good. But yeah, Kirk Cousins, dude. He drove him down the field. 1 minute left. All the way down. And then, and the other thing was, Philadelphia still had a chance. Philadelphia had a chance to, because they only needed a field goal. And
they really had all the timeouts.
And Jalen Hurts. Picked off right at the end.
In the end zone.
No, it wasn't in the end zone. It was like midfield, because they were going for a field goal.
Oh, okay.
But it was boom. It was oh man, it was good. I need somebody else to have some pain this week.
Yeah. You know?
Too much pain for us.
Yeah.
I gotta tell you.
I need to feel somebody else's suffering. But your final statistics, Kirk Cousins, 20 of 29, 241 yards, two touchdowns. Bijan Robinson, he had 14 carries for 97 yards, four catches for 25. And on the Eagles side of things, they did not have A.J. Brown. He's going to miss the next couple of weeks. Hurts, he was 23 of 30 for 183 yards, one touchdown, one pick to end the game. He did rush for 85 yards.
Isn't that but just look that's the stats in the NFL right now.
Yeah, but he is
25 for 39 for 220.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's where we are. The guy behind you, if he gets off, that's because you had two running backs. Like, I thought it was that's all they were going to do is run the football.
Probably should have had 190 yards if Saquon catches that ball.
Huh?
He probably should have had 190 yards if Saquon catches that ball, though.
I can't. Dude, ooh, you know what? I can't think of a time in that situation where I've dropped a pass. You know,
I didn't know this either because, like, apparently Saquon apparently leads the league in drops from running back over the last 4 years. Had no idea.
Listen,
because we make
assumptions.
He had some sick ass catches last week.
Can I just tell you? Can I just tell you?
Yeah,
my boy
wasn't
that good of a catcher, Robert Smith.
Oh,
stone hands. he got those lobster claws. Oh, hey.
Yeah, but the answer is obviously the Eagles lost that game.
Yeah.
They obviously lost that game.
And you can say the Eagles, but more importantly, the Eagle.
Oh, yeah.
The Eagle.
Mm-hmm. If you want to add fangs to that.
You might not want to isolate yourself, Eagle, around J-Fig.
It was good to laugh at. It was good to laugh at fangs, though.
But he, like, idiot. Dude,
Nobody was close to any Falcons.
He does not blitz.
I know.
And if there's anybody that I would put pressure on or speed up their clock, it would be a guy who just came off Achilles.
One would think. Had all the time in the world.
Look at that.
Zinging BBs.
Because you can't, listen, this is the honest truth. In four or five seconds, I don't care how many people you drop deep, right? If they just send a receiver out there and say, find an open area, you can't cover him. And that's what they do.
I really want them to show the Drake Lynn celebration. This ref was, and it was so great because it was like right in front of the official. And it was one of those where like the ref thought about it for a second. He goes, too much.
Too much.
Too much. Oh, man. So, yeah, that was your game last night, Monday Night Football. Marlins. They welcome in the Los Angeles Dodgers tonight, 6:40 p.m. Shohei Ohtani.
So there's going to be a sellout.
I would think they're going to get a good crowd for him, yeah.
Yes.
He is
amazing.
He is on the verge of 50-50. He is
50 stolen bases, 50.
He's got 47 home runs and 48 stolen bases.
So wait, he could be the first person to go 50-50-50. Stolen bases, home runs, strikeouts.
We didn't pitch this year.
I know he didn't, but I'm just saying.
Maybe next year.
Yeah.
I like that Shohei Ohtani, though, did beef up his stolen bases because he was so bored not pitching. That's a player right there.
Damn, he's good.
He is good.
He really is like a creative player. Like, what quality am I going to work on now?
There's somebody online who wants to talk about last night's game.
Yes.
Put him on. Let's see what he's got to say.
Sure. This is Odell. He thinks he knows why Kirk Cousins looked like Tom Brady yesterday, according to him.
What's going on, Odell?
Hey, what's happening? Yeah, I agree with Saquon dropping the pass, but, you know, Dolphin fans, like Vic, nobody's going to blame that zone defense that made Kirk Cousins look like Brady in that last
something
slide. Come on, man. Like, that's the same thing we faced last year against Tennessee, looking dumb. And there go Vic again, but everybody's talking about he's old school. That's what we need to be talking about instead of jumping on the head coach. They should be jumping on him.
They should. But ultimately, like, Saquon Barkley's got to catch that football.
Yeah, but here's the deal.
Yeah, no, he do. Yeah. He do. I agree. He got to catch it.
Players make coaches look good.
Yeah. That's true. I agree. But it just was amazing how it looked like it was deja vu. That's what happened to the Dolphins. They just drove down the field.
Yeah.
Like, so that's all I had to say. I mean, it's not no knock on Kirk Cousins, but come on, man.
Yeah.
The only thing that gets Kirk Cousins in prime time is a soft Vic Fangio.
But here's the deal. And here's the only problem I have with Vic Fangio. At some point in time, you got to realize that you got to put more pressure on them. Because if they throw the ball 20 yards down the field, who cares?
Yeah.
If you're sitting back and letting them get open. So change it up a little bit.
It's not working anyway.
Right. That's my point. That's my point. It's what I get on Mike McDaniel about that.
Yep.
Hey, when you're facing two quick pass rushers outside, you run a couple of them to keep them honest. Once you go to second and 13 two or three times, let it go. Let it go. And he did. He did. He started running inside.
Yep.
So, yeah, man, like, the biggest problem I have with coaches, this is managers, this is anything. They tell you as an employee, as a player, leave your ego at the door. It's about the team. And then we watch all these people whose egos are so big, they can't admit they're wrong and do something else. It's pathetic. It's a shame.
Agreed.
It's a shame that we all talk about players' egos. Look at these arrogant-ass coaches that are so stubborn that they can't change. They can't change it up. You know what? That's part of good coaching, is being able to adjust on the fly, not keep trying to make your system work. My system. Okay. Good job.
The old don't like to change their ways.
It don't matter. Then you're. You know what? That's why he couldn't be a head coach.
That's true.
Because a head coach's job is fluid. It's constantly moving, evolving.
He'll tell you it was the pandemic, though.
Huh?
He'll tell you it was the pandemic.
It was the pandemic. Old ass football.
Take a break. Back after this. Hey, welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin and Leroy. Got a great event coming up next week. Join WQAM's on-air staff at Smoke on the Water in Weston for Whiskey Stars and Cigars. Wednesday, September 25th, it's presented by Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall. Enjoy fine whiskey, a good cigar, and sports talk with the WQAM on-air staff. And Duncan Robinson, the Dunkyard Dog. Number 55, he is also going to be there. It's free to attend, but you guys have to RSVP at WQAM.com. They get you an invite and a complimentary cigar. Must be over 21.
I almost did something worse. My ass almost missed the chair.
Must be over 21. Drink responsibly. Come hang out with the WQM on-air staff at Whiskey Stars and Cigars Wednesday, September 25th at Smoke on the Water in Weston, presented by Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall, official partner, the main man. There's nobody to help you flip your biz and cash out big than the main man. Go online to themainman.com and sponsored by the injury law firm of Cohen and Judah, where a partner handles every single case. Visit CohenandJudah.com to see partner reviews. Miami Dolphins, of course, starting to turn their attention to the Seattle Seahawks.
Yep. I was talking to Doug. That's why I was out there.
You were talking. Plagans. Yeah, he's going to come on with us.
Looking kind of swole that offseason.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. Wow. So
you give him credit, but I do.
Too.
Oh, everyone's looking swole.
I don't look swole. Yeah, it's this little bitty ass French shirt.
I think you'd look more swole if your shirt didn't look so tattered.
Oh, but if Kanye West wears it, then it's fashionable.
It doesn't even look like vintage, though. It looks sad.
Ah! Come on.
What? What happened?
Is your computer going to restart?
Just save it in the next 4 hours.
Oh, man.
I can't.
Sometimes we don't have that option.
It don't have the option.
He's already frozen.
Sucker.
Happened to me last week.
Yeah.
Sucks. Fire up the laptop.
Where's the IT guy? Right there. Over there.
Okay.
Hey.
Don't even worry.
Hobnobbing, dude.
Hobnobbing.
I mean, can't they do this at night?
I mean, they could, but nobody uses that computer.
Yeah,
literally. He's just going to come in here and say it's not his fault because he doesn't control that.
Say that
right now.
Anyway, Mike McDaniel, he would not confirm yesterday if Tua is going on IR. They're still waiting on more information. That's as of yesterday. He would also not speak of the national reports about Tua not wanting to retire. He was saying Tua has to speak for Tua.
Wow.
That is correct.
So that's
everybody giving advice? Okay.
So we're just sitting here. And there's no no info.
No timetable.
No timetable.
Guess what?
We have no idea.
First thing you got to do is be healthy.
Right.
Then we'll have this conversation. Until then, it makes no sense to even talk about what Tua should or shouldn't do. First thing he has to do is get healthy. Then we can have the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Know why people don't just respect that? Because they know so much more. Say, you ever had, like, how many of us have ever turned down $140 million? Huh? That's what I thought. None of us. So there's a lot going into this.
I'd turn down $140 million if I had to work in Boston.
No, you wouldn't. No,
Boston?
You wouldn't. No, you definitely wouldn't. D would kick your ass.
What about Indiana?
You think we'd all get home and be like, we talk like this now?
Oh, no.
Would she still use her Latin accent?
No.
No?
No, we'd have to talk like O'Keefe's and O'Malley's.
How would that work?
No, you would, because you would not fit in there.
Hmm?
You would piss all of them off.
Yeah, I would.
Oh my goodness! They're like, you piss us off down here. What do you think?
I don't feel like I piss them off. You know.
Oh, you've never made me mad.
Mm. You know, it's okay. All good fun, baby.
We might be back. We might.
It's all good fun, baby. Did you guys see though? Oh, look, it's now telling me to restart.
But don't.
Oh no.
Postponed.
Hey.
Oh.
Can somebody please? I'm telling you what. If I get food and he comes out of there to get the food after doing absolutely nothing, it's go time. You can't come eat my snacks and like we sitting here fighting for computer work, for the computer to work.
I delayed it, so good luck, Hockman. That's not your problem. 4 hours, this computer needs to be restarted.
AKA Dan Day this weekend when he's doing.
Right.
That's going to be your problem.
But anyway, Mike McDaniel, they're getting ready. Tyler Huntley.
Oh, Snoop.
Snoop. They haven't officially announced that yet as a team, though, right?
I guess not. No, I haven't seen it officially.
I haven't seen anything official on it, like, either. I don't think the team's announced it. Because they probably are waiting to figure out, is Tua going to go on IR or not?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
That's four games that he's got to miss.
One has nothing to do with the other.
It doesn't?
No, because I think
they're very stingy with these roster spots.
But they could they could very easily move somebody. Listen, hold on. There's other guys that are on the verge of not being on the team. So if you have a chance for your starting quarterback to play, Jennifer.
Yes.
Thank you.
You didn't finish your thought, though. You just, like, stopped in the middle of it.
If there's a chance that he can play and you want to keep him on the active roster, there's other guys you can make moves with. It doesn't have to be with Tua.
Did you guys like what Lamar Jackson tweeted out, though, yesterday?
What did he tweet out?
It's kind of gooseys.
What did he tweet out?
Well, somebody had tweeted that Tyler Huntley and Mike McDaniel's offense and then put a picture of Michael Vick.
Yeah.
And then I believe Lamar Jackson, I don't remember exactly, but I believe the count was four fire emojis.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's good.
That's like four booms.
That might just be his boy.
Well, I mean, it's been his backup for, you know, the last half decade. I would think they were close.
Yeah.
I mean, you would think Tyler Huntley has to be a real jerk for them not to be some kind of friendly amongst each other.
Yeah, you know what? For the most part, I would say all teammates get along, right? You very rarely hear a teammate go after another teammate.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, from that standpoint, and it's an interesting dynamic because if you think in a regular workplace, if somebody was your boss and you didn't like them and you were trying to get their job, right? So if you have a rat in the house, that's what we call them, rats in the house, right?
Rats off a ship.
Yep. Like, that dynamic in the regular workplace would be awkward. Because, you know, they all, you know, usually the rat in the ship, the rat in the house, or rat on the ship, he's the one going behind trying to talk to the other workers, getting, you know, them to part, you know, understand his plight. And, oh, yeah, I would really like if you were to. And, you know, just the whole workplace dynamic. That doesn't really happen in sports. Like, in fact, very few, most cases, the guy playing in front of you is going to help you try to be the best version of yourself, which is weird, right?
Yeah, it is. It is. But, you know, if Lamar Jackson says he's going to be Michael Vick, I mean, I just got to take it for.
He didn't say that.
He kind of said that, though.
Oh, my goodness. What are you doing?
What are you kind of said Yo, that?
Yeah.
What year is this for Tyler Huntley?
Five. Everybody needs their opportunity.
Let me ask you a question.
What?
Have you seen the quarterback play in the NFL as of late?
Hasn't been fantastic.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he's right there. You're saying now, he has a chance.
No. What I'm saying is this. If there's anybody who even resembles a NFL quarterback, teams are going to get him.
Well, the Dolphins just did.
No.
Like, knock, knock.
This is fifth year.
Wow, you set that up for
Did you even know where he was before this?
I knew that he was.
No. Answer the question because I know what the answer is. You did not. You did. Don't lie.
He's always a Raven.
He
took a little hop, skip, and a jump to Cleveland this summer.
First of all,
you guys are like cousins anyway.
You're reading up.
Wow.
You're reading up on him.
No, I'm not reading up on him.
And all this is caught up just when you figured out he was coming here. You did not know where he was.
I did not know they called him Snoop. I didn't know that was
a thing. You didn't know where he was.
I knew he was.
No, he wasn't because...
He's either in...
Listen, I knew he was in Cleveland.
I knew he was in
Cleveland.
And
I knew you... Okay. And you didn't know he went back to Baltimore.
That's just assumed.
No, you didn't.
That's just assumed.
So just... Wait. Just to be clear. You see why he wouldn't... This is why you wouldn't be like... in Boston. Because you know damn well... But to not let me make my point, right, you threw a mortar into the house.
Schmeathen says, how are they like cousins? Uncomfortable. I think you misheard me, Schmeathen. When I meant was cousins were the Browns and the Ravens.
Oh,
you know,
because
the Browns went to Baltimore and then the Browns went back. Kind of like cousins.
What are you trying to say?
Well, I'm just saying, like, it's the same franchise.
That exactly.
I didn't say you and Jelly Roll were cousins.
Yeah, I know. Jelly Roll has to do with anything.
You know, that's why he didn't say it.
That's why.
It just.
I'm not making assumptions.
What are you assuming?
You don't have any tattoos.
Mm-hmm.
only go to Baltimore when I need a roster spot.
You went to Jelly Roll.
I'm sorry, Teddy Swims. So I was trying to find like similar.
No, but like, listen, you just bring him down here.
You just purposely played defense. I'm talking about full blitz, not that Fangio defense. Mm-hmm. Full defense on my hot take.
I don't think I did.
Yes, you did.
I don't think I did.
Oh, I knew exactly where he was.
I knew where he was.
Okay, yeah. Mm.
I just didn't know they called him Snoop. That's it. I admitted part of it. I had a feeling it was a Raven.
Dude, like, it's so... Listen, I like the idea, but here's what I'm sensing in just the first couple of weeks of NFL football.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't nobody got a good offensive line unless you run into football.
Because
Everybody's getting after the quarterback. Everybody.
There's a lot of monsters out there, though.
Everybody's getting after the quarterback. The only way you can stop that is running the football.
You got to admit, though, it's kind of unfair. These defensive linemen get to, like, rotate in and out. No linemen get to do that.
But that's why if you have a deep defensive line unit, you're going to have success.
Because, like, if you're a defensive lineman, you could have, like, two good plays, and that's a dominant game. But if an offensive lineman has two
bad plays,
you're a bum.
Yeah, exactly. Well...
Very unfair.
According, you know, to you, because, what? You know.
Leichenberg?
You've named five bums on the offensive line. They can't all be bums.
Oh, they are.
But look around the league. Everybody's struggling protecting the quarterback.
I don't worry about everybody else.
I understand that. But this is a situation where it's on a curve.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're judging your offensive line with zero mistakes.
I would just say
good.
This.
That's good. Zero mistakes. But I'm saying if you look around the league, nobody's done a really good job of protecting their quarterback.
Fine. But what I would say is, look, I'm a very optimistic person. I think you would agree with that.
No, you're not.
I think I am.
What?
I think people would say I'm an optimistic fan. I think they would say that.
No, you're... What?
I said the Dolphins are going to win 13 games.
No, so what? That's being a fan. That's not optimistic.
That is optimistic. That's literally what optimism is.
That's being fanboy.
It's the same thing.
No, it's not.
It is.
No, it's not.
No, it is.
No, it's not.
You're wrong.
Of course. Of course I'm wrong.
But if you are a pessimistic fan... You probably could have gotten to this season and been like, another year with Teron Armstead trying to think that was going to work. Shoulder doesn't work. Liam Eichenberg, still trying that.
You're the only one on Liam Eichenberg.
Oh, I'm not the only
You're
one.
You're the only one.
No, that's ridiculous.
You're the only one.
I'm not the only one.
You're not the only one. And guess what?
Hmm?
And here's what's crazy. We've all just accepted the fact that Teron Armstead is going to play 12, 13 games. We've just accepted that.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
He's got contraptions to keep himself together during a game.
That's crazy. Do you understand what you're expecting? So while you're saying, in one breath, I don't like the guy that they bring in to cover up for all the injuries and move him around, right? Liam Eichenberg.
Oh, okay.
Then you're going to say right after that, but I understand Teron Armstead is only going to play 12, 13 games.
Yeah.
You can't,
Well, one is a bum and the other one's body doesn't work.
But they're both giving you the same amount of success.
I agree. But different reasons.
It doesn't matter what the reasons are.
It does matter, dude.
You either succeed and get the job done or you don't. And at some point, you got to just accept that.
Dr. Tobogan says, Teron Armstead, they call him Harness Man.
Harness Man. Like...
We must put together Armstead for this game.
By the way, you would be amazed at how many football players wear a harness.
I would be amazed. How many?
The shoulder, a lot. I wore one. I couldn't wear it. Like when I tore my rotator cuff, I did it in preseason. I played the whole year. I couldn't.
You wore your whole career, though?
No.
Oh.
No, but there's like linebackers. Because when you try to tackle somebody and you rip this right here.
If you had to guess what Teron Armstead, he probably wears all the harnesses.
Not the right ones. If he put a shoulder harness on, he come off the field limping. If he put a leg harness on, he come off the shaking his shoulder.
I still picture him like getting put together like a knight.
Like,
your armor, sir.
I'm just waiting. You know what? I wish he could press a button and do what's his name in Marvels?
Cyborg? Iron Man.
Just have a little button.
That would be nice.
Stuff just come on and go onto the field. It's always something. But that's my point is this.
Hmm?
Like, at what point are we just going to look at it for what it is?
What is it?
Just right now, we got to find different ways of winning a football game.
Mm-hmm.
While we figure out what's going on at the quarterback position, and you got to just get wins and don't worry about how those wins come.
Got Tyler Huntley, dude.
He's not going to be the quarterback. He's not going to be the quarterback in Seattle.
He's one snap away.
He's not going to be the quarterback in Seattle.
He's not going to start, but you know, what if Skylar Thompson stinks up the joint?
I mean, that's probably why they brought Snoop in.
Mm-hmm.
Because they saw Skylar. Hawk. I mean, it's not like Joe Flacco's available. Oh, no, he's not. He's with the Rams. Indy. He's an Indy?
Yeah.
Who's with the Rams?
Garoppolo.
Oh, okay. That's right.
Take a break. Back after this. Miami. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Hey, Leroy, can you get a weather update from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm? YourAccessAttorneys.com, free consultation 24/7. Call them at 866-954 more.
Hold on, let me get my camera fixed.
He's getting his camera fixed, and then he's going to the Windowplex.
That's a pretty good angle for the Windowplex.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. There'll be a lot of cheeks on that angle, man.
Don't worry.
What are you, a weatherman or an Instagram model?
Let me just say, the cheeks on these streets you don't want to run into.
That's fine. Hey, you're doing your job for once, camera.
Look at that, camera.
All right.
Finally.
Way to do it.
It is mostly cloudy. It looks gloom and doom. The only difference between this and Cleveland is it's 85.
Ah.
The winds are coming out of the west. Tropical. If they're blowing at all, because the planes are coming in from over the water.
Ooh.
But I don't think there's any wind. Look, the trees aren't moving. I don't know why. They might be not moving because they're drenched.
Mm, wow.
Other than that, be careful. Anytime it rains in the morning, traffic is backed up. People don't know how to drive. But that's really about it. It looks just miserable. It just looks like one of those bad summer rainy days.
Yeah, how you doing, Frog Boy?
He is right. It does look pretty horrible. Very little winds right now. They got it coming out of the west, southwest at 4 miles per hour.
Yeah.
How can you even measure that? Thunderstorms, a coastal flood advisory, whatever the hell that means. Stay
Florida.
Out of the water.
Florida, right.
Essentially.
Can we please get
no. Okay.
to okay. Oh, Dum Dum?
You want to get to Dum Dum?
Yes.
All right, we'll get
so,
to Dum Dum.
Okay.
So, here's what we were talking about. Mm. I was telling them how I enjoyed my day. I got the little deal from Flanagan's.
Great deal.
Right? Great deal.
Yep.
It's like four and a half racks of ribs, 20 wings, four fries, 12 garlic rolls for like $70.
Pretty good.
Awesome. Pretty good. Now, he asked and gave reasons behind what might be one of the most incredible conversations I've had with a grown-ass man ever.
This is okay.
He asked, is Flanagan's a seafood restaurant?
Yeah.
Don't chime in yet. Yeah, I know you want to chime in. Yeah. Tobin said, absolutely not. Mm. Their signature dish is ribs.
You can't just say that.
And wait,
that's true. Though.
Wait.
That's not chilies.
Wait.
For their ribs.
No.
They're known for
their ribs. Wait. Yeah. This, hold on.
All right.
Marcos replied, it's a seafood restaurant.
Yeah.
Because they sell seafood at market price.
Fish is at market price. I mean, come on.
Dude. What? That's not what that means.
Okay. There's other reasons.
Market price means whatever they paid for it.
Yeah, I mean.
Oh, there's a lot of things.
Fish places.
You go to some places, you get a filet, it says market price.
Yeah.
Lobster is market price.
Correct.
Sometimes tuna is market price.
Yes, at these fish restaurants.
By the way, I never trust market price.
No.
That's a lie, first of all.
Oh, but my goodness.
When you go in there, there's fish everywhere. The Flanagan was a fisherman. He was a fisherman.
It is very fishy in there. Like, okay. It's themed of fish because there's always pictures of him fishing around.
I'd say if you go somewhere and get an oxtail dish, it's always market price.
But I would tell you, most people go to Flanagan's for the ribs. And that,
I love the rib rolls, personally.
And I would tell you,
Marco's that would take, worms at market price.
That would knock you off being a seafood restaurant. Not that they don't have good seafood, but you're not a seafood restaurant.
Guess what I had last night? Seafood, which reminds me, a new fish. I never had it before. Delicious. So, you know, Fonz, where he works, a lot of fishermen go in there.
Okay.
They brought him some fish, fresh off the boat, sealed, everything.
Oh, he works at a seafood restaurant then.
He works at Flanagan's.
No, he doesn't work at Flanagan's. Oh, okay. He works at Shuck and Dive, which is a Louisiana like seafood restaurant. Yeah, seafood, yes. Sure. And they brought him some mahi, fresh mahi, wahoo.
Oh.
Delicious.
Wahoo's good?
Yeah.
Interesting.
It's same. It's a little lighter, a little fluffier.
But I would say for Shuck and Dive, like, those are two nautical terms, Frog Boy, when it comes to your food, clams, or conchs. So, of course, yes, that's a seafood.
Oysters and crawfish.
Yeah, that too.
Okay. Mm. But that's what they're... Oh, my goodness.
See, that's not fair, though, because... Flanagan's, fine, it isn't like a seafood term, but it's the name of a fisherman.
In most places, in most places where they don't, they're not considered a seafood restaurant, when they carry seafood and certain items, they always put market price.
I guess I got to say this. I'll be fair because I did some journalism.
Look at that.
If you go to the Flanagan's Cup, it does say on there.
What does it say?
Seafood bar and grill.
Seafood bar and grill.
So maybe
grill.
We're boxed in.
It says it in the name.
But I don't think of it as a seafood restaurant.
Didn't you go around the tailgate?
First of all, his reasoning is terrible.
No, even in right. Market price.
Because it says market price.
Yes. What other places?
But the Flanagan's Cup does say, at least on their website, it says seafood bar and grill. I've never even read the details.
You ever thought that maybe they haven't changed the cup in 30 years? And
it's possible.
Then they became a rib place.
Just haven't gotten around to
updating. But I think of it. But the first thing I think of at Flanagan's is delicious ribs. That's what I think.
All right.
I don't think of the and I've had their seafood, delicious.
Yeah.
But I've also but ooh. I go ribs. Like that's what I think of their signature. That's their fastball.
And they only do baby backs.
See you're putting it in a box. Ray Allen, right?
What?
When people are done, they're gonna be like, oh, three point shooter.
That's because
him in a box.
You know why? No, here's
Milwaukee
why.
Milwaukee Ray
here's
Allen.
Here's why.
Seattle
because
Ray
nobody
Allen.
Realizes what who Ray Allen was before Seattle and Milwaukee.
Okay, but that doesn't matter. He's a shooter. Like, no, that's it.
He can shoot.
No, he's a shooter. That's it. Sorry.
He can shoot.
He's a shooter.
They can make rims.
First of all, Jesus Shuttleworth was not known as a three-point
shooter.
That's
a fictional character.
Mm. Okay, but he was still Ray Allen.
He's good, though.
Okay.
He's a shooter.
All right.
No, you didn't want to be a shooter? Don't hit the greatest shot of all time.
Oh, that's good.
Sorry.
That's a good shot.
I don't know what to tell you.
That is a good shot.
Them's the rules. Them's the rules.
Yeah, that firecracker shrimp. Yeah.
Telly. Oh, you're saying the seafood is good.
What is your favorite other shrimp?
I like, you know what? They got good. They got good burgers. I get the, what is it called? Lemon. I get the mahi a lot.
Mahi's good.
We're talking about the mahi. I'm seeing the clam chowder, the firecracker shrimp.
They have good seafood. I just don't think of it.
Wait, but if I had to get one item from Flanagan's that will bring me back every time, rib rolls.
Yeah.
That's
what I'm saying.
Rolls,
like
the rib rolls.
The design of our bars and restaurants is all about the island vibes and saltwater adventures that reflect our deep South Florida roots.
Right. I mean, but that's the vibe. See, because I ask people around the tailgate, what is Flanagan's? A seafood restaurant or not? And people were like, it's a vibe. And I'm like,
it's a vibe? That's stupid. I can't go with that for our defense.
Wait. And the last sentence of their story says, oh, yeah, those legendary baby back ribs.
Okay. Okay.
And the only reason why their walls are lined with all those
fish
is because it's memories of their friends and family.
The drunk tailgaters are right. It is a vibe.
Okay.
It's just like, but then again, I guess I can't call it a barbecue restaurant because I don't think of it as barbecue.
But they have good ribs, so why aren't they
do have good ribs?
Why aren't they a barbecue restaurant then?
It's just legendary. I don't know what to tell you. You know, the ribs, the shrimp. I'll tell you where you don't want a shrimp, though.
In the bedroom, dude.
Whoa! Show pony. Here we go.
So why not try some Blue Chew? Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in a chewable form and at a fraction of the cost. Now you can chew it and do it. And they even got mint flavors, you know, in case you're done with your ribs and you want to be fresh to go for the other part of the date after you go to Flanagan.
Brush your teeth, you nasty ass.
After that part. So, you know, whether you're married, you're looking to spice things up, or single trying to impress somebody new, Blue Chew is for you. And I got a special deal for our listeners out there. You guys can try Blue Chew for free.
Show Pony.
When you use our promo code SHOWPONY at checkout, you pay just $5 for shipping, but you're getting your first month of Blue Chew for free when you use the promo code
Show Pony.
Exactly. That's actually what you're gonna sound like down there. Like,
oh, so Show Pony. You have a little baby voice.
It's gonna,
you have a little baby voice. You're gonna take a Blue Chew.
Show Pony. That's my loin. That's my loins right there. It's gonna sound Show Pony. Yeah. Go to BlueChew.com. Use our promo code SHOWPONY. You're getting your first month of Blue Chew for free at BlueChew.com. That's BlueChew.com.
Show Pony.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.